here's a story from The World.
The Very Hungry Caterpillar by Eric Carle, a children's classic about a little caterpillar that eats and eats and eats and becomes a big caterpillar. Now the book has gotten a pretty funny makeover. The World's Sarah Birnbaum has more on a parody for the pandemic.
In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf.
So begins Eric Carle's The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop, out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food.
He begins by eating some fruit, but by the weekend, he's totally pigging out.
On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle.
In the new version, the very hungry caterpillar is reimagined as, quote, the very tired mommy, who's in lockdown with her little kids.
On Sunday morning, a little girl started wreaking havoc around the house. So with a heavy heart, from the bed there emerged a very tired lockdown mommy. At once, she started to look for coffee, because otherwise, the day would end in manslaughter.
At the beginning of the week, she's only binge eating a little, but by the weekend, the kids are out of control.
On Saturday, the kids announced that pants are now optional. She gave up and ate a slice of cheese, a rotting banana, a chocolate Santa from last Christmas, the kids' leftover lunch, half a jar of jam, and a doggy treat, as she had no dignity left and always kind of wanted to, and she finished it off with gin.
The very tired lockdown mommy is the brainchild of Polish writer and illustrator Martina Wiśniewska-Michalak. The Very Hungry Caterpillar is one of her daughter's favorite books, and she's probably read it to her a billion times during lockdown. Martina says she began to feel like the caterpillar in the book, fat, bloated.
Like, I just want to crawl into a blanket and just sleep.
The lockdown in the spring came at a bad time for Martina. She had just moved to London with her young family, her daughter had just started school, and after years of putting her career on hold, she was finally ready to start working again.
I kind of felt, you know, that this will be my year. And the lockdown happened.
Martina says the tired lockdown mommy was a creative outlet for her frustration.
I basically was writing the script during the night, like in a bathtub, actually. So my notes for the book are actually all crumpled and wet.
The book tapped into the zeitgeist. Martina shared it on her Facebook page, and it went viral.
And it was amazing.
She's heard from moms from Australia to Japan to Germany. She says it makes people laugh, and it helps them feel less alone. And there's a happy ending. In Eric Carle's original, the very hungry caterpillar eventually spins himself a cocoon and stays inside for more than 2 weeks.
Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly.
In Martina's parody, the tired mommy wraps herself in a duvet cover, making a mommy burrito. She stays inside all day and all night, alone.
She drank some wine. She watched some Netflix, talked to some friends. She slept without being kicked in the face. And the next day, she started all over again because moms are awesome and they get done.
That's for sure. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, another effing tired mom.
Storytime on The World. Check out author Martina Wiśniewska-Michalak's book on her Facebook page. I knew you'd ask. She's at Marty WM.